Pictures. Musical Pictures, presented in cooperation with the Junior League of Charleston and the Kanawha County Board of Education. Scripts are written by members of the league, and the programs are heard in the first, second, and third grade. Today's program is entitled Mardi Gras and was written by Ann Griffith. And now, here is your narrator, Ned Scaff.
Hello, boys and girls. This is your Musical Pictures man. Let's see. Who wants to take a trip with me? Oh, no, you all can't go. Only those can go who are very sure they know how to play a game of pretend. You, over there, with the sparkling eyes and the shiny hair, you can come, but hurry. And you over here, grinning from ear to ear, come along. It's time for the Mardi Gras, and we're going way down south to the city of New Orleans. Now, all we have to do is play we're arriving on that special day. Mardi Gras in the city of New Orleans. Look at the street. Why, it's like Halloween, with more people than you've ever seen, all dressed in special costumes. Quick, we must dress up, too. Here's a clown's outfit for you, and a gypsy dress for you. And let me see. Why, here's a cowboy suit for me. Hurry now, put on your mask. And even if someone should ask, don't tell who you are, 'cause this is the day of Mardi Gras. Thousands of grown-ups, girls, and boys crowd the street. My, what a noise. You see pretty costumes, funny costumes, spangles and bangles, and ostrich plumes. You see people dressed like pirates and monkeys, Indians and donkeys, knights in armor, a snake charmer, spacemen from a rocket, and, of course, Davy Crockett. Listen, what do you hear? Voices shouting a greeting, horns blowing, drums beating. The vendors yell as he tries to sell peanuts, popcorn, hot dogs, and candy. Hey, if we get hungry, he'll come in handy. But listen again, what else do you hear? Music coming nearer and nearer. Of course, here comes the parade. Down the street, out of the night, rides the parade captain on a horse of white, and right behind the band comes, playing with a proud drum major, strutting and swaying. Comes the king of Mardi Gras night in a suit of satin, sparkling white, with a cape of gold and a diamond crown. He sits on his throne looking down at us, but soon he rolls past, for his throne is on wheels and goes as fast as six little mules can pull it. After the king come the toyland floats, and shouts of glee rise in our throats. See that tremendous jack-in-the-box? And look at those huge alphabet blocks with pixies in them, laughing aloud and throwing prizes into the crowd on the street below. Uh-oh, you've caught a prize. Let's see. Why, it's a tiny golden key. Lucky, lucky you. Have you noticed what makes the float so bright? It's that line of men all dressed in white, each marching along with a flaming torch, being very careful not to scorch the floats or you and me. Right behind the alphabet blocks is a jeweled rocking horse that really rocks. There's a candy engine with a gumdrop smokestack and peppermint wheels that go clickety-clack. And finally comes the very last float. A winkin', blinkin', nod showboat. And guess what that showboat has inside? Why, an orchestra playing as they ride. Listen to their song as they roll along. It seems to say, "We're glad you're here. Please try to come again next year to see our Mardi Gras parade." Turned away. The last torch has burned away, and Mardi Gras is over for us. But not for the king of Mardi Gras night. He's gone to a ball, where he may be seen crowning a lovely lady as queen. And then, to sweet music, as soft candles glow, he'll dance with his queen in her dress white as snow. And men in masks and gay costumes will dance other ladies about the room. The ballroom itself is a sight to behold, with velvet-draped walls and thrones of gold and 1,000 balloons to cover the ceiling. When the clock strikes 12, I have a feeling all those balloons will float down from the dome and the dancers will catch them and take them home. What a marvelous ball it will be. Don't you wish we could see? Perhaps if we close our eyes and each of us tries, we can hear the sweet music of the ball and imagine that we all are there. Listen.
Thank you.
that's the end of our Mardi Gras trip. Wasn't it fun? But now we must slip out of our costumes and back to our classrooms. My, oh my, if we really try, I'll bet we can draw the things that we saw and make a wonderful, colorful musical picture. Now I really must go. But before you know it, turn on your radio for more musical picture fun. Till then, goodbye, everyone.
This has been the final program in the 1966 series of musical picture programs for the first, second, and third grades of Kanawha County Schools, presented by WCHS in cooperation with the Junior League of Charleston and the Kanawha County Board of Education. Today's program was entitled Mardi Gras and was written by Ann Griffith and narrated by Ned Scaff. These programs, produced by Joe Ferris speaking, as another free educational presentation for WCHS News Radio 580 Charleston, West Virginia.
The proceeding copied for your listening pleasure by the Charleston High School Broadcasting Club.